The closing weekend of Riverbend.
Yay.
How do you feel? Kind of relieved and...
Yeah, relieved.
That everything went well?
Yeah. It's nice to get to the end of it and be able to look back. There's no doubt. I mean,
it was a good party, right?
I've never yet gotten to the end of a Saturday night and go, I wish we had one more night. Never. So I don't foresee that happening.
A lot of stress involved in this for you?
Do you stress about this stuff? During the festival as much. Certainly not during the evenings when we're down there and they're playing. But I mean, it's a long haul. 8 days. Find me another festival the same day. Find me one.
It is a long haul.
Find me one.
It's a long haul.
I just don't think there is one.
But you take a break, right? You take Tuesday night off.
Tuesday night is basically it. And that's one of the reasons. I used to try to get some input in there. I brought Dottie Peoples in and Blind Boys. And I realized, what am I doing? I need to not care about this night. Not that I don't have family or faith. I just need a night off. Yes, sweet tea it is for me on Tuesday nights. Go hit the river somewhere. Goodness gracious, everybody gets a night off.
Gavin DeGraw, you have up on the Coke stage. Yeah.
And of course, it's not in the program guy, but Hot Shell Ray doing very much like Drake White, huge band last year, huge breakout band, and doing a short set. And that really didn't get out there. So a lot of people might be hearing that for the first time. Hot Shell Ray, that band that just blew up down there and at the Tennessee Pavilion a couple of years ago, and they opened up for a young woman who was supposed to be the next big thing. Well, guess what? It was during the Wiener Dog race. They leaped over whoever that was. She's lost in obscurity now, and they ended up having, big hits. Big hair and big hits, young kids.
If it's meant to be. You have some great bands playing tonight, it has to be said. On the Unum stage, you got Slim Pickens open in the evening.
I love those guys.
Those guys are so good.
Yes.
Are they not?
And they're still one of the few bands that I would say that the local bands that are still, this is still a side thing for them. For most of these guys, if they've gotten to the point where these guys are, this has become their profession. There's a couple of them are firemen, I know them through just being on the river paddling, the Ocoee buddies. I didn't even know they played until one day I saw them play, and I didn't know you did that. But man, they definitely gel very well.
I think they have a new album out too. I think they're a great band. I think they're, along with Strung Like a Horse, two great local bands. And of course, I should be careful saying that because there's so many others too, and I don't want to slight anybody, but they're both great bands.
I might slight two or three of them, but.
Jack Pearson, you can go ahead. Jack Pearson with Johnny Neal following at 8 o'clock.
Last time I saw Jack Pearson has played Under the Bridge before. That, of course, we're on Unum stage, and I played Under the Bridge last time he was here. And I was not that familiar with him. Dixie was the one that was the big fan. And I just knew he'd been with the Allman Brothers. And then I saw that tour where the Allman Brothers and Widespread were going out together. And, one would open one night, and the other one would, open the next night. They'd rotate, and we saw them, and it was Widespread in front of Allman Brothers that night, and Widespread came out, and they did a set. I've seen them a lot of times, and they did a set. I didn't recognize anything. They did, no songs that I was familiar with, and it still was just smoking. They were on fire. And then the Allman Brothers came out, and I was saying, they win. They win. This is going to be their night. Allman Brothers came out two songs into it. I said, oh, never mind. Forget that. And at one point, Jack Pearson walks out, and he's just wearing a little funky little beret hat like a little French bicycle guy would wear, and nobody knew who he was at first. He just kind of strolled out there and started playing, and then I could hear the crowd erupting, and I was going, oh, my God, who is it? Is it Dickie Betts? What the, and they go, no, it's not Dickie. It's the guy that replaced Dickie Betts. Man, it's Jack Pearson. I went, oh. That night, there was a beautiful moment where you had Jack, you had, of course, Warren Haynes, you had Derek Trucks, you had Jimmy Herring, and you did have JB, John Bell, out there from Widespread, and they were all swapping guitar licks. And at one point, JB finally started shaking his head and threw his hands up. He's going, why am I up here? Why am I standing here? They were just going crazy on each other. That was beautiful.
I'd like to have been there for that. Drew Sturkey, about good guitar players.
Yeah, and another good new album, too.
Yeah,
I think Drew is another one. Kind of like I said, he's like drawing another breath here all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gotten very interested. I see him out a lot watching music. So it's like, I guess life on the farm just got old. He's ready to get out and play some more. So I'm glad.
That's the impression I had from talking to him. Takes us to the Bud Light stage. 12-gauge Persuaders at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
and Big Smo and Nantucket.
Nantucket is one of those, you know, maybe third tier Southern rock bands. We were talking about them earlier. When Southern rock ruled the world, they were out there. Nantucket Sleigh Ride is where they began. And then they kind of moved through the 80s and got a slicker, more produced sound. But I will tell you, Big Smo, don't think this is a joke. This is not Bubba Sparks. This is for real. This guy is a big country boy, and he loves rap. And he raps, but he raps about what he knows, and that is trucks and mudding and hunting and whatever country life brings. But he's as dead serious about it as he can be. And it makes it awfully intriguing. He gets respect.
Big Smo, 6:15, Bud Light tonight. On the Tennessee Valley Credit Union stage, Nothing and Nobody's.
Yeah, that's my buddy Fast Eddie, Eddie Howard and his band. They've gotten much, much better over the years. And that was my third. That was my third big one. So my local bands. And I just...
Well, that's sort of taking self-deprecation to the limit, don't you?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what it's all about. But they take their shows very seriously. They don't get to play that often in front of big crowds. And then you've got some representation here. If talk about something that could be taken as a joke. You remember when The Darkness came out and they were like making fun of these 70s bands with the high vocal and it was like Spinal Tap. It was so close you weren't really sure. Leo Gunn has that sound and they are dead serious. I mean, you are suddenly, it's 1976 and you're in the middle of a football field in an arena somewhere and these guys are at the top of the charts and they just rock. I mean, just R-A-W-K, exclamation point.
And Moon Taxi, is that a Nashville band?
They're based out of the borough, of course, where everybody is based out of these days. And I think
because they've got a good rep.
Oh, they've got a great rep. That's kind of this will be the loudest and probably the most well-attended show we've ever had between these two bands back-to-back at that stage.
So I guess we're going to listen to them back-to-back, Leo Gunn into Moon Taxi?
Absolutely.
Tomorrow night on the Coke stage is OAR.
OAR of a Revolution. I don't know why they called them that. Oh. There's nothing revolutionary sounding about them. I tell you this. I honestly don't get it. But I know a whole lot of people who do. I've seen them, and it's good. It's really, really good. But it just doesn't grab me. But I look around and everybody around me knows every lyric to every song. And the Northeast and the Midwest, they rule from the Ohio State University.
Well, these guys are lifting the weight, right? I mean, Saturday night at Riverbend. And the last Saturday night and the fireworks and the whole thing.
And unlike, you know, a CeeLo, people will come out because it's fireworks night and there will be nothing offensive here. As a matter of fact, they will sound very much like bands they know. And then again, they're going to start playing songs that they've heard. They know the songs, they just don't remember where it came from. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a very good choice, to be honest with you. And it's going to bring a lot of people in from out of town. We'll have a lot of traveling.
Wow, that seems to be true of almost any night, looking around downtown.
I just think
saw floods of people on Friday and Saturday night.
I think we'll see a lot of folks from Asheville. I mean, the folks who didn't go to Bonnaroo, they're all going to be there. All of that crowd, every Bonnaroovian that didn't go this year will be there. And you'll have them down from Asheville. You have them down from Cincinnati. That five-hour drive would be nothing for somebody who's a big OAR fan because they don't headline big stages like this as often as they probably should in the South.
All right, let's start with the Bud Light stage. M. Foster Project.
Michael Foster Project. This is one that the folks over at Power 94, Eric Foster and others, no relation, absolutely just were on fire about. And I didn't know much about them. I found out since they're out of Baton Rouge. They're a horn band, and they morph. They have several different names, actually, and just kind of depends on who all is playing at the time. But you're going to get just a big, funky horn sound and a lot of covers and very, very danceable.
Sounds good.
Yes.
And Steel Pulse.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about bands who, really? Steel Pulse? They're still together?
Yeah.
Because that goes back late 70s, right?
I have to say, other than Clapton's I Shot the Sheriff, what is it called again when you get the lyrics wrong? There's a word for that. When you get to screw up the lyrics and I walked around singing I Shuck and Sherry for like 2 weeks before somebody finally corrected me. I had no idea what he was saying. And then I shot there, why did he shoot the sheriff? That doesn't make now it doesn't make any sense. Other than that, Steel Pulse, that's what turned me on to reggae. And I will speak the blasphemy. I think they're better than the Wailers. I think they're much better than the Wailers, actually, as a band. They're British as the day is long, but when they, you know, rally around the red, gold, black, and green, you hear the Jamaica, you know, come out. There's no doubt.
Well, they're out of the Midlands, and they've always been seriously political.
Oh yes, yes they are.
And are they still?
Oh yes, yes they are. They want to make statements with their music. They're and like they, kind of the Clash of reggae.
And they have a great yes, very much so. And of that same generation, and a great singer.
Yes.
That guy has got such a distinct... I can't remember his name.
Me either. And
I looked it up earlier.
And pronounced it correctly if I did. But no, he does that. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's just... It pops off.
All you have to do is hear it. It's like, that guy.
And again, and really, when you got a band that's good as reggae, it doesn't matter whether you know who they are or not. You're going to be drawn to it. It'll be like moths to flies.
Check this out. This is Steel Pulse. That's Steel Pulse on the Bud Light stage, 7:15 on the Volkswagen stage, Preston Parish Band.
Mm-hmm. And the Reckless Adams, which is actually, yes, a Bryan Adams cover band.
Oh. Okay. Everybody deserves a cover band, right?
Apparently.
Luke and Jesse opened the Tennessee Valley mm-hmm. Credit Union and the...
CC Show. This is kind of a vaudevillian thing. There's a couple of local folks that have connections, and local musicians will be aware of who they are when they get there, but... I don't really know how to describe it. It is a show. It's a visual show. It's one that you need to see, and so I hope you go see it.
It seems as if you've been experimenting a little bit on the credit union stage. You had a comedian over the weekend that Michael was particularly taken with. Really liked what he was doing.
Tim Wilson. And they're funny. I saw him just right after that, and he said, Never do comedy in an outdoor stage, Styles. Never do it because you got an 8-year-old running around. I have no idea what I can say, what I can't say. And I said, you slayed him, man. What are you talking about? So, it's just the comfort zone, I guess. But
you've been experimenting with that kind of thing, which I think is really cool.
I mean, like Snake Oil Medicine Show. If you ever seen them, the guys, painting huge canvases the whole time they're playing. He rips them off and he throws them out in the audience. You don't see that when you listen to them. CC Show is like that. There's a visual element to it.
And then following them on that same stage would be Kelsey's Woods at 9:15.
Haven't picked up on that one yet. That's another band that is absolutely phenomenal from around here.
On the Unum stage, we have Cherub and Break Science.
EDM. Man, you talk about
so
experiment.
That's going to be an EDM night on that
That's
stage.
All it is. We've completely given it over. We have been working on this for some time. We've been kind of getting up to it. Wanted at that stage to be a party that night on fireworks night.
It works. And, it's when you've done something similar to that before.
Perpetual Groove, one year and brought a big light show. And then last year we had Boombox, but we didn't power it up enough to have the big lights. This year, whatever it is they need, we're going to give them. And we're going to see if EDM works. When we had that gap in the lineup there on the main stage, we actually did look at Deadmau5. We actually made an offer. It just was about 50,000 short. We're open, and I think this will be a good experiment. Now, Cherub has a huge local following. Break Science is bigger nationally, folks will figure out if they like it or not. And the folks who like it, of course, that's just going to be a destination. If they can make it past the flashing lights of the kids area and all the rest of the distractions, so they'll make it up there. And we won't talk about it, why they would be so distracted. That's just their business.
Sounds like fun to me. So we're going to play something from Cherub, but... First, take a moment.
Yep.
Kudos to all of you.
Thank you.
I know you take your knocks, but man, it's to pull something like this off every year on this scale. As you said, I don't think there is anything quite equivalent to it.
No,
in terms of the length of the festival.
It is literally a marathon. It's not a sprint, and it'll change sometime. There's no doubt it has to. I mean, they're going to develop those parking lots down there. It'll have to move, shrink, change somehow, but the way that it has grown in the last 15 years has been pretty doggone remarkable. I mean, now when you see, I had a moderate crowd, that would have on the side stage, that would have been a huge crowd 10 years ago, huge crowd. I've seen so many good bands play to 25 people, and you don't ever see that anymore. Now, it's you expect pretty much capacity at every stage, every night.
For the price of a pin, if you've only seen a couple of bands you thought were really good, that's how much you'd have paid to see them anyway.
Absolutely.
So I don't understand why anybody does any whinging, because no matter what kind of music you like, surely you can find something you like on this schedule.
We've spoiled them with free Fridays and free Saturdays and inexpensive shows, and it's a part of the culture in Chattanooga that's going to have to change, really. I mean, it is.
Here's Cherub.
Bring the bottle, you'll bring the blow, then we can party.